This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Challenge of the Week on This Week in Agribusiness, sponsored by Bayer. A softening of the hard stance on trade between the United States and China. We heard some positive comments over the weekend. We'll take a wait-and-see attitude on that. I'll talk about it coming up after this. Fusarium head blight in wheat, also called scab, can be quite a challenge in various weather conditions. North Dakota grower Travis Schmidt knows how to treat and protect his wheat yield with fungicide during a wet year.
We use Prosaro right on flowering with our winter wheat, and we never had any scab problems. You get a lot better plant health out of it, and then we tried it, and it was noticeably different on scab control and just overall plant health at flowering.
Travis says the weather is a wild card, so fungicide protection from scab can help overcome that unpredictability.
We'll always use Prosaro if the conditions are ideal for scab. My dad always told me that you can't do anything about the weather, but you can always do the best you can with your crops.
That's our Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions. Well, now, can we be a little bit optimistic that maybe this dispute with China is cooling off a little bit? There was confirmation from China's Commerce Ministry over the weekend that the United States has requested a visit by our Secretary of the Treasury. And Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he's considering a trip to China amid this trade dispute that we've had going on with Beijing. Mnuchin says he's, quote, cautiously optimistic of reaching an agreement with China that would bridge the differences over trade. He told reporters during the weekend a trip is under consideration. He said he wouldn't make a comment on timing, and he did not have anything confirmed. But China's Ministry of Commerce said it is aware the United States is considering a visit to Beijing to negotiate economic and trade issues, and China's Ministry of Commerce said it would welcome such a move. A visit by the Treasury Secretary to China could signal a breakthrough in this spat between the world's two biggest economies, whose threats to put tariffs on each other have rattled the markets and raised fears of a trade war. And all of this comes at a sensitive time for the geopolitical situation of that region, with negotiations underway for a planned meeting between our president and the leader of North Korea. And also, it comes at a sensitive time for the global economy. That was noted over the weekend by the finance ministers and central bankers at the meeting of the International Monetary Fund. They note that we are seeing the strongest upswing in the global economy in 7 years. The global growth has strengthened, and it is broad-based, but the IMF over the weekend noted that, quote, rising financial vulnerabilities, increasing trade and geopolitical tensions, and historical high global debt threaten global growth prospects. I'll be back after this.